Joining us in the studio right now is, speaking of working hard, nobody works harder than the people who are in the food truck business, and we welcome to our studio. We ought to have a little bit of poncho here. Got to add some flavor to the salsa here. This is called Chile con Sol, man. A little chili con sol.
Sounds good.
And we want to welcome Michael from the Flavor of Tabasco food truck. Michael, welcome back to KUBO. You're no stranger, man, to KUBO and to our organization, and obviously to the music, because we go back many, many years.
Yep, definitely. We go back a long time, I think, back to the Vail Jazz Fest.
Back to the Vail Jazz Fest, yeah.
With my Uncle Joe and Aunt Rose, and developed my love of jazz music.
Yeah.
And it's been loving jazz for 40 years, man.
Yeah, for a long, long time. Well, how's the business going, man? Flavor of Tabasco. I was looking you up online and looking at reviews and so forth, man. People love the food, and you guys seem to be as busy as ever.
Yeah, we are. You know, this year has been a great year, man. We're blessed. We added an additional food truck this year.
Really?
And we just needed more room. You know, we had a smaller food truck. We had about a 15-foot, well, it's actually a food trailer.
Right.
We had about a 15-footer. We still have that, but now we increased the size. We got about a 22-foot trailer, man, that gives us more room and more refrigeration space, more storage space.
Yeah.
So that's great.
And you can pump out more food?
We can put out more food, and we can put it out faster than we have. So
okay. Well, we're anxious to know you're talking about Flavor of Tabasco. What is your hottest selling item that people like the most?
Hottest selling item is probably the birria tacos.
Uh-huh.
The birria tacos that comes with it's a combination of short rib and chuck roast on melted cheese on a corn tortilla.
See,
and it has a sauce called consomme that you dip the taco in, and it's really a kind of like a taco meets a French dip. It originated in central Mexico, and birria tacos have become really popular, man. It went up through California is where birria tacos first hit the United States, and then from California kind of spread all over the United States. And we serve them here in Colorado, man. And traditionally in Mexico, it's served with goat. So we spare the goats. We use a combination of short rib and chuck roast. Goat is kind of an acquired taste. So
yes,
it's
yes,
still
it is.
Very good, but we think more people.
Can't you just call it lamb?
Yeah, lamb, exactly, exactly.
Everybody eats lamb, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Goat, I don't know about. Michael's here, and Michael, you guys have participated and brought your truck out to Balestrary to Live at the Vineyards for a couple of years now, right?
Yes, we have. Yeah. We have a great time out there. We had a great time last year. We actually took first place last year in the People's Choice.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So we're very proud of that. So we're going to be out there this year, and we're going to defend our title, man. So.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who have not been to Live at the Vineyards, we have, 17, 18, 19, 20-something restaurants feeding us, food trucks, and the participants, people who come in and enjoy the music, enjoy the food, enjoy the wine from the Balestrieri family, vote on the food that they most enjoyed. The key is to take your time, you know. And one of the things I like is you go to Flavor of Tabasco first. Eat that first, you see, and then you can really kind of judge how things are. Because the good thing about eating there first is you can come back and get some more, you know.
Yep,
but
exactly.
if you go other places and you know, back in the day, you guys were really, really you're always popular. But one of the things that it's got to be a nightmare for people in this business of serving great food is the possibility of running out, right? And people, oh man, I ran out of food and so forth. Places like Five Points Jazz, for example.
Yeah. We've had some you know, early on, we did some events. Like last year, we did Taste of Colorado.
Oh, my goodness.
The Birria Tacos, we ran out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had probably 30 people in line. And once I tell them the Birria Tacos are gone, the line went down to about 10. So people really love those tacos.
Yeah. So the Birria Tacos, and what other dishes that
you know, we do
pretty popular?
We've added shrimp tacos.
Oh, okay.
We have pastor tacos. Pastor, we do really, really incredible seasoning on that pastor. We do that with grilled pineapples as well.
Ooh, and that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, really your shrimp tacos look really good. Cheesy shrimp tacos?
Yeah, we do shrimp tacos as well. You know, where my wife is from, Tabasco, is not too far from the coast.
Mm.
Not too far. And so we incorporate some seafood. You know, sometimes we'll also, she'll also do ceviche, and she does tamales. Carlos, I think you've had our tamales before.
Oh, yeah.
The tamales are with the banana leaf. Compared to the corn husk.
Yeah.
And so we think they stay real tender with that banana leaf.
Listen, man, the stain of the plantain, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Whether it's a tamale or anything else, it's just very, very unique, as you said. By the way, it's Tabasco, not Tabasco. You know, it's not like Tabasco sauce. This really has a regional flavor to it and has a history behind it, as you just described, from Tabasco.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Sometimes people see our truck and they think of the sauce, so they think everything's going to be spicy.
Yeah, they just think it's all everything on there is just, you know, riddled with a Tabasco, but it's not. That's not it at all.
Exactly.
You know, well, that's good to know. So the truck is where today? Is Bike to Work Day?
Yeah, today we're down at Civic Center Eats.
Yeah.
And you can find us there every Wednesday in the summertime.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can go to our website and get our schedule. Just flavoroftabasco.com. We're also on Facebook, and we update our schedules. But we float around town. We go to different breweries. Last night, we were at Station 26.
Yeah, fine brewery.
Yeah. We're going to be at Renegade Brewery off of Santa Fe.
When is that?
Coming up. That's going to be on Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday. We'll be at Renegade Brewery.
And that's South Santa Fe, or is that North? I haven't been to Renegade.
North Santa Fe, about 8th and Santa Fe.
Oh, 8th and Santa Fe, right in the heart of Santa Fe.
Exactly.
Okay, Saturday.
Yep, we'll be there this Saturday.
All right, very good. Michael, thanks for dropping in, man. And thanks for making that trek over. Did you ride your bike over here?
No. I live out in Centennial, man, so I rode the Nissan. Thanks for having us, guys, we look forward to Live at the Vineyards this
year. Yeah, you'll be part of Live at the Vineyards, like you said, trying to defend the first place crown as the best eatery from last year's amazing fundraising event for KUVO. So thank you, man.
Yep.
And say hi to Yadira for us, man.
We'll do.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, again, Michael from Taste of Tabasco on KUVO on our Eats and Beats segment. As we continue with more music, we note Pete Condoli, who was born on this date a long time ago. Pete passed away a few years ago. Pete used to come into El Chapultepec and play his trumpet, the older brother of Conti Condoli. Let's listen to Feeling Mean and Low Down from Pete Condoli on KUVO Jazz.